Happy Friday, kids. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. You are listening to Grow Great Daily Brief number 81. Friday, October the 12th, 2018. Flip it around for an improved view. Leo Battari and I were enjoying lunch and conversation this past week. Leo was in town here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We don't get to see each other in person very often. It's the hazards of me living in Texas and he living in Southern California. But we do a podcast together. The podcast is What Anyone Can Do, and it's titled after Leo's latest book by that same title. Yeah, go to Amazon, go anywhere books are sold, and buy a copy. It's a great book, and it was an outgrowth of the podcast that we began a little over a year ago. Visit his website, leobattari.com. That's LeoBottari.com. At any rate, among the many things that I enjoy about my friendship with Leo is our diversity. He's well-educated. Me? Okay, not so much. I left college with 18 hours shy of a degree in journalism. Leo, he's got an advanced degree. Leo has spent a lifetime making a variety of connections in all sorts of spaces. And until about a decade ago, I spent my entire career with my head down operating retail companies. Leo, he's from Boston. I'm from Ada, Oklahoma. I mean, you just couldn't get more different. Coming from two different worlds is beneficial to us, though. And, well, okay, I'll speak for myself. It's beneficial to me. Leo provides a perspective that's often very different from my own. And it's not about whether either one of us is right or wrong. It's kind of like looking at anything. Take a car. And I only use that because I know that auto manufacturers, they have websites that will allow customers to take this virtual tour of cars. So you can look inside the car and you can kind of move your mouse around and you can see all these different angles. You can look at the car from the exterior and you can look at the back, and that's quite different than looking at the car from the front, which is altogether different than looking at the side. Go to Amazon and look at shoes and you get the exact same experience. You can see the shoe from the heel point of view or from the toe point of view. You can look at the sole. You can look at the top. It just gives us a more complete view, an improved view. Well, Leo and I were having lunch and we were talking about some future plans that we have individually and collectively. And at some point, Leo challenged me to consider an approach that was 180 degrees different than the one I had planned or the one that I had brought up in conversation. So we talked about it with me asking him to clarify so that I could more fully understand his point of view. And it made sense to me. I hadn't considered it before. There's the power of peers. Now, ironically, that's the title of Leo's first book, co-authored with Leon Shapiro, The Power of Peers, subtitled How the Company You Keep Drives Leadership, Growth, and Success. Well, it was that book that brought Leo and I together. Now, don't get hung up on right or wrong. If the only view that we have of a car is the rear or the front, it's neither right nor wrong. It just is. We walk around to the front, we walk around to the back, we take a different look. We don't conclude, well, that's not right. We understand that we're looking at the same vehicle, we're just looking from a different perspective. Leo and I both are passionate about the same thing, the power of the collective, the truth that who we surround ourselves with matters. We both have a deep belief in the power of others, and we think that it's one of the most highly underutilized strategies in every space, including business. It's a big thing to have in common, but it doesn't mean that we see things, including the details, in the same way. We're committed to sharing, and we're committed to listening. No judgment. No, well, you should do this, and you shouldn't do that. Just deep conversations, insightful questions, and an ongoing quest for clarity so the best solutions can be found. Flipping it around, whatever it isn't always easy without somebody provoking us. We can improve the practice by intentionally looking at it from the opposite view, but that's difficult without having others challenge us in a caring way. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the old parable of the blind men and the elephant. A group of blind men heard that a strange animal called an elephant had been brought to town, but none of them were aware of its shape, its form. And out of curiosity, they said, well, we need to inspect and we need to know it by touching it. And they were capable of that. So they sought it out. And when they found it, well, they started touching it. And in the case of the first person whose hand landed on the trunk, said, well, this thing is like a really thick snake. And for another one whose hand reached for its ear, seemed kind of like a fan. And another person whose hand was on the leg said, this elephant is a pillar, like a tree trunk. The blind man who placed his hand on its side said, it's a wall. And another who felt its tail described it as a rope. And the last felt its tusk, stating that the elephant, it had this hard, smooth, it was like a spear. Various lessons have emanated from that parable throughout all time. But for our purposes, I'm focused on our need as business owners for deeper understanding and respect for different perspectives on the same object being observed. The Peer Advantage by Bula Network is my professional effort and passion to serve just 7 business owners with an advantage of being surrounded by people who will do this for one another. I'm assembling 7 high-performing, humble, but courageous business owners who understand how critical deeper understanding with the help of others can be to their personal and professional growth. You can find out more by going to thepeeradvantage.com. If you own a business anywhere in America, I hope that you'll check this out. And have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. And Lord willing, we'll do this again next week.